another probe. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. One day after a review of the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas was released, the Texas Department of Public Safety will conduct its own investigation to look for any violations of policy, law, or doctrine.
The Texas House Investigative Committee released its 77-page report on Sunday, which shows 376 cops responded to the scene. The bulk were state police or federal agents. It contradicts Texas DPS, spreading blame across all agencies present, not just the school police force and its chief, Pete Arredondo. This new report is the most comprehensive to date on the attack, yet much of the community still feels left in the dark.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Uvalde. At the penalty phase of the man convicted in the 2018 school shooting in Parkland, Florida, the prosecutor who was seeking the death penalty described Nicholas Cruz's actions as cold-blooded, saying Cruz went back to some of his victims to shoot them again to finish them off. Cruz pled guilty in October to murder and attempted murder. Police in Greenwood, Indiana are crediting the quick response of a bystander in yesterday's shooting at a shopping mall.
Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers said it was Elisha Dickin at the mall with his girlfriend who reacted
within seconds, stopping the shooter and saving countless lives.
Dickin is 22 years old and has asked for time to process the result of his pulling the Glock he had on him to prevent a larger tragedy. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen said of Dickin, to his knowledge,
he has no police training and no military background,
but said Dickin was proficient in his approach and guided people out of danger.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Iranian official says they're ramping up their nuclear capability.
An advisor to the Ayatollah Khamenei says Iran is now capable of building a nuclear bomb. The senior advisor was speaking to a media outlet this weekend when he explained the Islamic Republic has the technical means to build the weapon of mass destruction, but hasn't yet decided on doing so. Iran is currently enriching uranium up to 60% purity, well beyond the 3.67% laid out in the 2015 nuclear deal. In response, U.S. ally Israel is preparing plans to strike Iranian nuclear facilities, as the Jewish state last week reiterated its commitment to stopping Iran from obtaining such a weapon. The Israeli Army Chief of Staff said Sunday that his forces continue to prepare. He calls those preparations a moral obligation. In Jerusalem, Trey Yangst, Fox News.
A member of the royal family addressed the United Nations on a day that commemorates a former president of South Africa and human rights icon.
Prince Harry quoted from a letter the late South African leader Nelson Mandela had written about how he maintained hope despite being in prison. Prince Harry told the UN members they too must feel battered, that it's been a painful year and a painful decade with a pandemic and climate change and the spreading of disinformation.
And from the horrific war in Ukraine to the rolling back of constitutional rights here in the United States, we are witnessing a global assault on democracy and freedom, the cause of Mandela's life.
He said the world is on fire, and he told the UN leaders they need to make daring, transformative decisions to save humanity. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At the box office this week, in the Marvel sequel, Thor: Love and Thunder dropped a hefty 68% in its second weekend of release, but still held the top spot at the box office. According to studio estimates, Minions: The Rise of Gru in second with $26 million, while the bestseller adaptation Where the Crawdads Sing debuted with a better-than-expected $17 million. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.